Only that day 72.
I'm sorry.
Day 72 Chavis Chaim.
So day 72 Chavis Chaim.
We're speaking Lashon Hara to a non-Jew, right? The Chavis Chaim said to speak Lashon Hara about a non-Jew. To speak Lashon Hara about a Jew when the listener is a Gentile is a much greater sin when the listener is a Jew. He's speaking Lashon Hara about a Jew to a Gentile. It's very bad Lashon Hara.
Say Lashon Hara to a guy is bad at you.
Number two.
Because why? One who does this is guilty of a sin and disgraces the honor of Israel and desecrates the name of Hashem. Right? So someone who speaks Lashon Hara about a Jew to a guy, it's a very bad type of Lashon Hara.
Wow.
Also, secondly, when you speak Lashon Hara about a Jew to another Jew, hopefully he'll try to, you know, be dalakapsos. He'll give the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
But Goyim, they don't have this in their rule book to give the benefit of the doubt. There's no such thing. No such mitzvah. They're not giving anybody the benefit of the doubt. So therefore it's much more probable that he'll accept it. There's a second reason. Goy will accept Lashon Hara. He doesn't know what it means to be dalakapsos. He doesn't know what it means to look at the good of another Jew. He never looked at, you know, he never learned Tumaran to learn Kudar, but he's good points. So, you know, he's not going to know anything. And not only that, he'll be quick to pass the information to others. And when a Jew denigrates other Jews in the presence of Gentiles, he is in essence contradicting the purpose of his own existence.
Wow.
Well, our mission in this world, as people, is to spread the honor of Hashem. And we serve as representatives. Like we say in Shema every day, we shall love Hashem your God. Our teachers teach us that we demonstrate our love for Hashem by making His name beloved in the eyes of others. That's how we love Hashem. When He says you shall love Hashem, part of that mitzvah is make other people also love Hashem. That's what the Gemara in Yuma says. Interesting, no?
Mm-hmm.
Part of our mitzvah of loving Hashem is also making other people love Hashem. It's like you have to advertise for Hashem, do a patzah for Hashem.
Where did you say that?
Gemara Yuma 86a. It says, we demonstrate our love by Hashem, of Hashem by making His name beloved in the eyes of others. When a Jew studies Torah, speaks pleasantly to people, and deals honestly in business, the people say, praiseworthy is the father who taught him Torah. Praiseworthy is the teacher who taught him Torah. See how beautiful and correct his ways are and deeds. That's what the Gemara says. So the damage caused by relating Lashon Hara to Gentiles goes far beyond Lashon Hara, which is devastating in itself. Instead of using his abilities to increase Hashem's honor, the speaker has been guilty of chilul Hashem, of desecrating Hashem's name. Wow, careful.
Don't speak to boys.
Don't speak to kind of
boys. No, this is a lot more serious than taking a minor. Anti-Semitism, especially what's going on now.
What
is the issue? What's the connection of saying Lashon Hara about a non-Jew to a Jew? What is there?
Oh, so there, Achi Allah.
I have free reign, yeah.
No, Achi Allah is a mutter.
Let her in.
But there's a Rashi that says you shouldn't do it. Because we don't even want you to get yourself used to speaking like, you might, if you speak Lashon Hara at a guy, you might come to, that's actually the Gemara. The Gemara is Achi Allah is a mutter, but you shouldn't do it anyway. And Rashi says why? Rashi says that since you're going to get used to speaking Lashon Hara, you're going to come to speak Lashon Hara about Jews also. So you're going to get yourself into that habit. Mm-hmm. Don't do it because it's a bad habit. That's what Rashi explains the Gemara. That's what Rashi would say.
Okay.
Really, if you want, it's mutter. But it says Gemara says it's not a good thing to do. You're allowed to. Okay, Gemara said it's to make fun of Lashon Hara, but the Zari, you're allowed to make fun of that. But if you say Lashon Hara, then...
Where are we holding? In the Gemara?
We're holding
I was
by.
Looking for a reason to give to my wife to not eat those big bacon bits. Somehow they were in my house.
It's 9:17, Nachon.
Where did you get them?
I threw them out. For a reason. Why? I said, I don't know why, because we can't eat them.
Tells the Gemara. They also, it's not a thing to do. I thought they have all these fake, you know,
fake
lobster, fake bacon chips.
Fake Avera.
Next time, bring them.
I'll give them to you.
It probably don't taste anything like bacon. It's probably just the name, just the picture.
Right, now it's
unless they sprinkle something, you never know. That wasn't like,
the only
you know,
people would really know are like Kalshubas or something. Otherwise, you don't know anyway.
Big bacon chips. Fine. So let's see. We're going to start again this Mishnah because the Gemara is really a flow. We'll try to get through it again because it sounds like a lot of confusion. But it's good. It's all going to be good. But let's see again.
So we're 12A?
12A. We're going to start again. The Mishnah also.
You had bait lemon olive?
Yes, there was a show. Full house, Baruch Hashem. Today, it's fuller. Okay, so let's go. We're holding your bait without. We're going to start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the following. Elon, if you have a tree, 12A, the bottom of the Mishnah. Elon, Shehu Amid B'Sechatchon. Let's say you have a tree which is in the boundaries of the Ari Miklat, which is still in the safety zone, we said, as long as you're within the boundaries of the Ari Miklat, it's still a safety zone for the murder. The tree is in the boundary, but not its branches, they're bent outside the Tchon. The branches are out. Or the opposite. I mean the tree itself would mean the bark. When we say the tree, mean the bark.
The trunk.
I mean chutz latchom. The trunk is standing out. The noyfei's branches, noyfei b'sechatchom. They're bent within the tchom. Hakol halach achar. The punchline is everything goes after the branches. The entire tree is the status of the branches. So if the branches are in our imiklut, you're in. If they're out, you're out.
What would you have on a horse and pack a horse?
Fine. So what are you saying here? So let's see Rashi. What's the main punchline of the Mishnah? Hakol halach achar nif. Everything goes after where the branches are. So what is Rashi saying? Afilu even hu beikar. If he is standing in the main, he is sitting beikar in the main part of the tree. And then let's say on the trunk. Shebetchoyatchum. The trunk right now, the tree trunk is in the trunk. He's sitting on the trunk, relaxing in the trunk. But the branches are outside. Harehu is as if he kayyaita, like he went chutz latchom, he went out of the tchom. See, even though you're sitting in the tchom, you think you're doing great, you're inside the boundary. You're on the tree trunk. But since the branches are outside, you're considered to be outside. Because this tree is a halacha by the branches. If the branches are outside, the whole tree is outside, you're outside. Go, so the guy could shoot you.
Fine? Even though you're inside the
tchom. Even though you're inside the tchom, you're 100% inside the tchom. Since the branches are outside, this whole tree gets a halacha of outside. And the guy could shoot his Uzi from outside the tchom.
Now, is that all the branches? Part of the branches?
We're assuming now that all the branches. The Gemara doesn't differentiate. We're assuming now, a simple scenario is, most of the branches are going to be outside. If not all of them. For sure, most of the branches. We didn't say case where you're not bringing a case where it's both. Now, I'm saying one scenario. All the trees are either, all the branches are inside or outside. That's the case. Good? What does Rashi say further? In Ikare Chosatchom. Let's say the bark is outside the tchum.
The tree. The trunk.
The trunk is called the trunk is outside the tree. the noibai was chatchum. And the branches in the tchum. Then Apa Ikar, even the main part of the tree, it will absorb you. Even though the guy is technically speaking sitting outside the Ari Mikla on the bark of the tree.
Trunk of the tree.
Whatever it's called. The tree.
The tree.
I give up. The tree. Even though the
trunk
is sitting on the trunk
and
the branches are inside, then even if you're outside of the tree, it's as if you're inside. Because since the branches are inside, you're inside. Because everything goes where the branches are. Which means the trunk gets the status of wherever the branches are. That's halacha. Good?
Okay.
That's a good halacha. Fine. What's wrong?
Well, again, I mean, further on, I said, but, you know, if he's standing, the trunk is inside, the branches are outside, and he's sitting on the trunk.
Cool.
And, you know, you want to go ahead and kill him to pull it down.
Well, you're already
standing it, but you're still, he's standing inside.
Stand by the Gemara starts, fine. Fine, that's what the Mishnah says. Good. We're going to get to it. Good. Fine. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says it's all very nice. We started having a Mishnah in the Sefer Shvishnai is Maitzer Sheni. That's a contradiction. Whereas, for a mini, I have a contradiction. I have a Mishnah in Maitzer Sheni. It says like this. Elon, you have a tree. Shu Amit, which is standing. Which is obviously means in Yerushalayim. The night that, and it's bent lachot. And the tree is bent Kippur is the outside. With the branches are going to be outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Or the opposite. The tree is outside. The night of Lefnim, and the branch, they're bent. The branches are bent inside. So Mika Negad HaChaimo, whatever is opposite the wall of Lefnim, for the wall on and inside Yerushalayim, Lefnim is inside. The Negad HaChaimo V'Lachot, on the opposite side of the wall and outside. Lachot, it's on the outside. So what's it saying? You are where you are. We're not saying it's a branch that the tree goes after the branches, the branch goes after the tree, nothing. Whatever you are not like our mission, which means the tree is outside and the branches are inside. I'm sitting on the bark.
The trunk.
The trunk. You are where you are. If the trunk is inside, you're inside. The trunk is outside, you're outside. You don't care about the branches. There's a contradiction. Our mission told me how the trees, how is the halacha static of trees, whatever the branches are. The whole tree goes after the branches. Here you tell me no. You are where you are. The tree is the trunk of the trunk, the branch of the branch, wherever you're sitting, So what's this case? Wherever you're sitting, that's not me. What's this case here? You're sitting, so you have to eat my sushi in Yerushalayim. Right? Now, if I'm sitting on this tree, am I like biting out of my apples? I have a bag of my sushi fruit. Right? I'm sitting on the trunk of the tree. And the trunk is outside. But I say, the branches are inside, so I'm good. No. If you're outside, you're on the trunk outside. Too bad. The same is the opposite. Even if you're on the branches inside, the trunk inside, and the branches are outside, I don't care. You are where you are. So you don't go. Nothing gets pulled after anything. You don't say the tree is the branch is the tree. So it's a contradiction. Let's see Rashi. The first Rashi in the Gemara. Ilushu anefnim. Inu side where Rashi. Obviously, if you're Shalim, you're inside Yerushalayim. Minua. Let Indian for the topic. Achilas Meister Sheni, eat the eating of the Meister Sheni fruits. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, he Shnuyah. This is where this was taught.
Shnuyah is where it was taught.
Shnuyah is taught. Yeah, like Mishnah, Shnuyah. Good.
Yeah.
So what do we say? Mika Neged Achaima, from within the wall, Bechul, etc. If you're in the wall, you're in the wall. You're out of the wall, you're out of the wall. You are where you are. Alma, we see. Loi neifai, we do not say that the neifai, the branches, shadina and they are like thrown basar ikar after the root of the tree, after the trunk of the tree. But lo ikar and the trunk doesn't go basar enough, doesn't go after the doesn't go after the branches. Nothing goes after anything. Everything is its own entity. You are, if you're in, you're in, you're out, you're out. Right? That's the word's contradiction right now. How do you? What's the halachic status of a tree? If the branch are the trunk is in one place. The branch are another. How do you view it? It's a contradiction. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers with a question back. Meister or Mikla Karamis? Meister Aleph like this thing means on. Meister on or Mikla Karamis? You are asking a contradiction. That's you make a rumus like for a minute, you make a contradiction. It's not a contradiction. By my meister, for the Hilchas meister, for Chayma Tala Rachmana, in a wall, the pasuk makes it hanging, it's dependent, meaning on a wall. So if you're in the wall, you're in. If you're out, the main thing is that the wall is very clear. The pasuk tells you the wall and inside your shalim is a line of demarcation. Therefore, it's very, you don't say, because you treat, you care where you are. It's very literal, you have to be where you are. But Ari Miklat, the Dira Tal Rahman, Ari Miklat in dwelling, the Pasuk said it was dependent on. That you have to dwell, that's the Pasuk tells you, in Ari Miklat. Therefore, what? The knife fight, in the branches, Mr. Lee, you could dwell in branches, you could live on the branches. You can make a tree house, you could live on branches. Right? But Ikaroi, on the bark of a tree, let me start, it's not trunk. So fit, on the tree trunk, it's not so fitting to live there. That's a Rashi. Meaning, even though the Gemara says you don't live there, you could say it's possible. Rashi said, it's fitting to live, much more befitting to live in the tree itself and the branch and make your tree house in the branch than to fit on the tree trunk. You can't really live on a tree trunk. I know you could. Rashi said it means why is it you can't live there? It's not so fit to live there. It's not really fit to live there.
Now, are we talking about living on the branches or, you know, sometimes, you know, like one of the big weeping willow trees, it's almost like a little tent underneath there, living underneath that protective area?
So if you're in anyway, you're in. What's your case?
Well,
Your case is that you want
to. So you have to be actually in the branches or like underneath the branches, living there. You know, it's like almost
that's a good question.
Some of these trees are very big. You're like sort of.
I mean,
like
if the branches were outside and the trunk was inside, the branches were outside. If you're on the branch, fine, you'd be protected.
What about if you're under?
If you're under.
That's what about if you're under? That's what about if you're under the branch?
Excuse me,
the
opposite.
Those are those
they were saying the airspace. I'm not sure how it works. This is
and you're, if you're not on the tree, and you're on the ground, then you're on the ground. There's no issue with the tree at all.
Right.
It doesn't matter if the branches are cover shape, giving you shade because you're on the ground. It's
not
by the ground.
No, so, no, if you're inside, you're right. If you're inside, you're asking a question if you're on inside the iron the cloud.
Yeah.
If you're inside the iron the cloud, the branch are inside, you're good. Your question is the other way.
Let's say, would be, even if you're in the branch, you would have been safe.
Half a mindset. All right, Mikkel. Let's say your trunk is inside and your branches are outside.
You're outside. Because above the branch or below the branch, you're outside and you're
successful. Oh, you're right. So really, basically, I don't know what would make a difference.
No, I'm just saying it says, you know, you go after. Right, but I just want to know.
No, it does make a difference. It really makes a difference. And we have it clear. I'm sorry. If the guy is in the tree, meaning like he's actually climbed up inside of the tree, he's in the tree, I can understand where it would go after the trunk. This guy had to get into the tree. I mean, he had to go up the trunk and get into the tree. Yeah? But we have this later, where you step on and when you get onto the base of the tree. So, but if you're under the tree, you never went inside the ring to begin with. You're just under the tree.
Could be quite a while later, you have to be on top. It could be.
Might be.
Actually. I'm not sure. It seems like when you're, it's not like you're on the tree. When you're here, you're on the tree.
On the tree, mom.
Yeah,
right.
Like
I always thought it was underneath the tree, but if you think about it, maybe that doesn't make as much sense.
That must be on the tree.
No, Rashi says, if you look read the first Rashi, Mr. Rashi said, Hakol ha'luk akhara. Rashi, I feel who be ikarah. He is in the root. He is be ikarah. It's not like he is in the ikar of the tree. He is there. It's not like he's sitting on the tree. He's sitting in the tree. It sits down there. Shibatai chatcha. Or said, ibikarah chalotcha. That's the sound. It's not like he's on the tree. If he's on the right, I don't know. It's a good question.
The reason I was thinking about it, because he said, why does it everything go after the branches? Because the branches are more dwellable, so to speak.
Right.
So when you're talking about dwelling relating to branches, it's easier than like a big weeping willow tree kind of thing to kind
underneath
it.
So Rashi says in.
As opposed to inside the
branch.
And Rashi, if you look at we'll see this route, look at this Rashi.
No practical difference because, you know, if the branches are outside or inside, same difference.
Right.
But you're going to be underneath it all.
But there isn't, the only difference I'm saying is how you would get into the tree.
Yeah.
Because let's say you never made it inside the wall of the Ari Miklat. You're just under the tree. But really, you never went inside the wall. But if it means you have to be on the tree, you have to go inside the Ari Miklat. So really, maybe the Ari Miklat protects you because the base is inside the tree, the trunk is inside the tree, and you're okay. You went outside onto the, but you're on the base. So a little bit different.
I'll be able to see more later, but that's lucky.
That's a very good question. I didn't, that bothered me a lot, actually.
What?
That's my question. You can see how Rabbi Yehuda, the swan, that everything follows after the trunk, makes sense if the guy had to climb into the tree to get to the outside. But if he didn't have to climb into the tree, and he's just standing underneath the branch, to tell me that the whole thing follows the tree that's inside.
Right. And then that doesn't say anywhere under the tree. He sounds from Rashi, you're on the tree itself. Good, so let's see Rashi. So what was the word to answer? So it's very different a wall and Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni and our case, our Mikra. By the fruits of Ma'aser Sheni, let's see Rashi says, it's dependent on the wall. That's what the pasuk made you dependent on. So the pasuk says, "Lefnei Hashem lekach." Before Hashem, you brought. How do you eat it? How do you eat something before Hashem? You have to eat it in Yerushalayim, right? So you have to be in Yerushalayim when you eat it, not on a tree trunk outside Yerushalayim. You have to actually be physically in Yerushalayim. Don't get me lumped this because this tree is the branch are inside the whole tree. You have to be with this. We're very strict. That's what I want to say right now. You could say the other way also, but the word right now is to say, you can't give me lumpness now that since you the trunk the branch are inside and for the trees outside. But this is Allah, we're very strict, you need to actually be physically in your shalom without any lumpness. Okay? You could err otherwise, that's what the Gemara is saying. But by Ari Miklat, but you were told Rahmana, you're dwelling the Pasuk made it dependent on. The Chassidim of the Pasuk says, Kibi Ir Miklat Yeshiv, to sit in the Ari Miklat. Therefore, the night fight. And the branches ra'u l'dira, they're fit to live in. Yaisle meikari, more than living in the from the trunk. That's what I'm saying right now. So right now we're saying That's the Gemara's answer to our contradiction right now. Good. Now, the Gemara says, all very nice, but yeah, I think your answer is wrong. You're wrong. You know why? Because your whole differentiation is between Ari Miklat and Meister Shemin. So you gave me a difference in Pesukim.
You gave me what? You said what?
Your answer was that the Mishnah is an arm in Machas is referring to Ari Miklat, that there we came in dwelling, and the Mishnah in Meister Shemin is referring to Meister Shemin. We have to actually physically be in Yerushalayim. That's your answer. First thing, your answer is wrong. You know why? Because I'll bring you to a contradiction in Meister Shemin itself. That's not showing your answer is wrong. You're wrong. You're telling me the whole difference is. Yes, you're wrong. Gemara says. I'm going to say, so I'll ask you a better question then. What does Gemara say?
Right,
meaning, we had a contradiction from Rechana, whatever. We had a contradiction. It's important to understand this point. We had a contradiction between our Miklat and Meister. So I told you, maybe I'll throw you an answer. It's different than Pesukim. Say, that's not a good answer because I have a problem in Meister itself. The difference isn't because one is Ari Miklat and one is Meister Shani. I have the same issue in Meister Shani. So your original answer is wrong. That's what Rashi said at the end. We're going to fall off of this. Because it's wrong. Because you're trying to throw me a curveball answer that there are different sugyas. But I'm showing in Meister I have the issue. So right now I proved you wrong. I showed you you're wrong. Mm-hmm. That's at the end Rashi said that the Rabban also argued. I mean, the more is falling off of this.
When you say, I'll show you you're wrong, who's the you and wrong about what?
I'll show you that your answer to why contradiction was that one is talking about Ari Miklat and one by his chain is two different things is wrong.
But it's a correct thing. No. I mean, they are two different topics.
Not necessarily, because they're two different topics, but our difference is not necessarily right. We made a difference. We said that in Ari Miklat, by Meister Shemin, and we said in Ari Miklat that. We say like this, in our Mikra, the Torah cares about where you dwell. So the main thing is you're dwelling because the trees are good. But over there, by Meister Shani, the main thing is that you should be, the main point is you should be in your Yerushalayim. So that's the difference, that's the location. Well, it's not so that's true. Meaning you're telling me since the Torah wants you to live there. So I can really tell you if you really
Which
want.
Which is a contradiction to our mission. I hope that point, that it matters of where you are, is a contradiction to it.
Uh-huh. So right. So we answer, I'll give you an answer. That's referring to over there, we care about being here in Yerushalayim. So you have to be in Yerushalayim. And our mission is referring to over there, you have to dwell in there. Okay. Now that is not necessarily true. Rabbi Yehuda could hold that, let's say not any names, you could hold that for dwelling. It's considered your dwelling halachically since the Maisa. Hold on a second. But we'll see. Why is it going to go through Chashvan? Why is it going to go through Chashvan? That your differentiation. Why our Mishnah says that your differentiation that one is referring to Ari Miklat and one is referring to Meister Shemin. They're two different halachas. It's not necessarily true. It could be that it's the same halacha. Like the Gemara is saying that if you hold that you go up to the branches, you hold the same thing by Ari Miklat and by Meister. That's the one
that's
say
what
like.
The Torah brings in somebody to say that.
Okay, basically saying you just gave me an answer. One is Meister Shani and one is Ari Miklat. That's not necessarily a good differentiation. So I have a problem in Meister Shani itself. I have a problem. So it wasn't what I said. Verami Meister and Meister. Well, so I'll bring you a contradiction. Meister on Meister itself. The time we went to the Brisa, which actually we have appears by us hold as a mission in Meister Shani. Also, just interesting, before was Mishnah Yud, it's the seventh track Mishnah Yud, now it's Mishnah Zayin. So we have it as a Mishnah at the time, so fine.
We brought this whole thing with Meister Shemin to be a contradiction of that the tree follows the branches.
Go ahead.
We brought this whole thing with Meister Shemin to have a contradiction that the tree follows the branches.
Right.
That was a contradiction. We had a Mishnah that said the tree follows the branches. We brought this whole thing with Meister Shemin to say, what are you talking about? The tree follows the branches? We Meister Shemin, we see that a tree follows the location. There it is. Right? So then came to the Gemara and said, "You're going to bring me a proof from one to the other, from Meister Shani to Meister to Ari Miklat, and they're not the same topic." So that comes back to fine, good answer, fine. I can't bring it. Yeah, well then I'll bring you a proof from the same topic, Meister on Meister, that you'll see that the tree follows the location as opposed to the branches. Is that he's staying with the same argument?
Oh, we're going to see.
The Bryce that we just got through quoting at the beginning of this Gemara said it goes after the location of the wall. And now he's going to bring a case on Maestro as well. That
goes after the location of
the branch.
Where the branches are, not where you are. Before you said the wall, which means where you are. And I would say, which means that your first answer wasn't necessarily correct. Your answer, the difference is because one is Ari Mikla and one is Meister, it's not true.
Right.
Because I'll show you in Meister where there's still an argument. So that means that's not necessarily a good answer. It's not a good fight.
So which leaves us with the same.
So basically, it was still the same question. Right. In a certain way, at a certain extent, we're in the same question.
Right.
We're stuck in we're stuck in a lot of different angles. We have a Mishnah this way, and a Bryce that way, and another Bryce the other way. So it's just a mess. And then we're going to read another Mishnah the other way. So good. So, Rabbi Meister Meister. When it comes to the Meister Meister, the Tani went to the Mishnah report. It says here, Bryce, it's really Mishnah. I'm going to change it over here. I'm sorry. Fine. Yushalayim. In Yushalayim, Holoch Achar Anof, you go after the branches, not after the wall, not after the location. You go after the branches. Right, if the branches are in, the whole tree is in. Branches are out, the whole tree is out. And Bar Mikla, those are all Chachar Adon. This branch that says you always go after the branches. So basically, you're back to your question. I have a contradiction between Bryces, different Mishnahis, different Bryces.
Right, one Mishnah that says you go after the wall, and one Mishnah that says you go after the tree.
Right, and our Mishnah says you go after the branches, which is like the second Mishnah which we brought. Right, and then we have a middle brisa that we brought in the middle that says you go after. You are wherever you are. Right, basically we have our Mishnah and the Mishnah, the second Mishnah in Meister, which says you go after the branches. Right, this Mishnah in the middle we brought a Mishnah that says you go after the tree wherever you go after the wall.
Was that second one? You know, the start of the Gemara, was that a brisa or a Mishnah?
Or the Mishnah. The Mishnah. That's also they're both
Mishnah.
They're
all Mishnahs. We're talking.
All Mishnahs. They're all Mishnahs. It's Meister. One parak Gimel Mishnah, parak Zayin Mishnah. Parak Zayin. You can look on the side of the Gemara. One parak Gimel Mishnah Yud, one parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Actually, they're even in the same parak of Mishnahis. One's the third parak, the seventh Mishnah. One's the tenth Mishnah. Interesting. All the same. Fine. So, the three Mishnahis away from each other. So it's a contradictory Mishnah. Learn Mishnahis by Zoshen. It's a contradiction right there. How do you work? Do you go up to the nope? Do you go up to the wall? How does it work with my Zoshen? So Amar Rav Kahana, like Kasha, only see it's not a question. It's not a problem. How are you, the Rabbana? It's not a problem. What's Rashi say of Yerushalayim? The bottom Rashi, Yerushalayim, to the Indian Meister, if you don't know what we're talking about. Rashi, we're talking about the Indian Meister, it's a little bit of Holos Achar, go up to the nope. The Kasha is not a question. How are you, the Rabbana? Tani, because we learned the Rice of Yehuda, Omer. Yehuda says, B'ma'ara, when you have a cave, Holos Achar Pischa. You always go after the cave, the opening of the cave. The opening of the cave is in Yerushalayim. Even the whole cave is outside, you could eat your Meister Sheni foods.
What is that like?
What? That's his own halacha. It's his own halacha of a cave.
No, but what is he trying to say? He's trying to say that.
No, before anything. Our main board is Elon. Don't get distracted.
No, he's just bringing it in because that's the Bryce that was quoted. He's quoting.
Oh, he's not connected.
It's not connected. It's
just part of the Bryce. The second part of this Bryce, that's the part that he's focusing on.
But Elon. So, by Mahara, the cave is. A side note, I'm saying, you go after the opening. The opening of the cave is in Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. Even if the rest of the cave is outside, you could eat your mice or shady fruits in that cave. Well, the opposite, if the opening is outside Yerushalayim, mm-hmm. The whole cave is underground under Yerushalayim, you can't eat there because it's not considered Yerushalayim.
This is a brisa. I'm pretty sure Meister is a brisa.
That wasn't really right. That was really a mistake. Change. It's really a Mishnah.
It's a Mishnah.
It's really a Mishnah.
No, our first case is a Mishnah.
And the second case is also.
The second two cases are a Bryce.
No, it says a Bryce. It's really a mistake. It says a Bryce. The second one, you should.
There's a Gerset change?
Yeah, they bring that above. But I'm saying, first of all, they bring down the side of Mishnah. Could be also a Bryce. And we have it as a Mishnah. Bryce could have been. Usually, Bryce are things that we don't have Mishnahs. But this Bryce happens to be also a Mishnah. Rashi is going to call it a Mishnah. I'm saying, Rashi, they called it that a Mishnah also. That's why I got confused. Okay, well, call it whatever you want. The Tani really means a Bryce. Well, here they change it.
Yeah,
let me
say that a Mishnah is more like you give credence more to a Mishnah than a Brisa, so wouldn't you just still hold by the first one of the Gemara Jackson?
Yeah, but that was a contradiction. You still want to figure out what's going on. I mean,
right.
A lot of times you still could ask a contradiction from a Brisa to a Mishnah. You're allowed to ask a Brisa a contradiction. It could be a Paskin like a Mishnah.
You can't throw out a Mishnah from a Brisa.
Yeah, but you can't throw out a Brisa, you can't throw out Brisa. If a halacha, we go with the Mishnah, true. If a halacha, we go with the Mishnah over a Brisa. So you really don't have to put the Mishnah, so it would be more important. But you still can't have a contradiction, it still has to make sense.
Right. Anyway, so it's both
missions.
My question is
not. Anyway, that's fine. Anyway, but fine, good. So we're saying again, Yehuda, I would you be the same? Bema Arabai cave halach achar pesach, you go after the opening. Right? The Ilan halach achar nefesh, straight out Rabbi Yehuda, says by a tree you go after the
nefesh. That's not like the opinion of the Brisa that states that by the Amaisa Sheni you go after the wall.
No,
but by the tree you go after the. We had one mission, we had a Brisa that said, right, that by my Sheni you go after the wall, but by the tree you go after the north.
What do you mean
by
the tree?
By your Mikvah?
By our Mikvah you go after
that's
the.
That's the second mission, that's.
Right. So
No, we never had a Brisa like that. What's your Brisa? So what are you saying there? What?
Isn't there a price that says that by Meiser, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Ma'aral, that after that it goes after the opening. So that's like, and then the tree goes after the no. Fine, the tree goes after.
But this respect to
it's all Meiser. It's all Meiser. Look at the top.
All who goes to Meiser?
Yeah, look at the top Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda, what is top Rashi?
In Meiser.
Amar Lamelsi. This whole thing was. This thing was said.
That's why he said. That's why I'm going to that. That's the reason why Rashi says that, because you can get confused and think that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about breaking it up. That in one he's talking like this, and in one he's talking like that.
Yeah.
In one he's talking like the
Yeah.
And the other he's talking fine.
So the whole thing that he's talking about. So again, it's really saying about. So we have a straight up thing that's only Rabbi Yehuda. You have to realize what had just happened here. This Brisa upset a lot. Why? This Brisa teaches me that it's only Rabbi Yehuda. This Brisa gave me the key. Because this Brisa told me Rabbi Yehuda says, by Elon you go after no. Which tells me, what does that mean Rabbi Yehuda says it? It's not the Rabbanan.
Right.
It's only Rabbi Yehuda. So it just opened up to me, turned the light on, that the Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds you go after the tree. And there are other rabbis who argue and hold, you don't go after the tree. That's your Kahana's whole answer. Kahana said, I have a secret Brisa you don't know about. It's going to open up all the world for you. Because you don't realize that's the specific only the right phone means for Yehuda, which means everybody else argues. That's where Kahana's whole brainstorm. He says, not a gotcha. One of the reasons wonder about how do I have a Bryce that tells you Yehuda is the one who says that. So he's the Rabbanan all say, you go after the Rabbanan say, you go after whatever you are. You go after the wolf, that's the wolf. Right? Now, let's see Rashi. Halach Achar Pesach.
But that's still only, we're talking about the Rabbanan go after wolf and the Meister Shein.
So Rashi is going to tell me not like that. That's Rashi. He's going to get that Rashi now that everybody's bothered by. Rashi is going to tell me it's not. Even by Ari Nikla. Wait, but it's Rashi. The second Rashi. That's who you came today. What about Halach Achar Pescha? What does Rashi say? We say, by the cave, we brought it in as part of the Brisa. You go after the opening. Meaning, Kula Bifnim, if the entire cave underground is inside Yerushalayim, or whatever it is, inside Yerushalayim. Upsucha Lachot, and it's open, the opening is to the outside. Kalachot is as if you're outside. Amazing. You're outside your shrine, if your opening is outside, I don't care if your whole cave is deep into it, I don't care how deep it is, you're outside. But the opposite also, kula b'chot, if all of your cave, your kula b'chot, the whole cave is outside your shrine. Upsuka lefnim, your opening is inside, lefnim, you're inside, everything goes after the opening. Even the whole cave is out on the opposite, fine. Be'ilu yadu chachar nefnim. Ilu you go after the nefnim, surprise, and now everything's perfect. Now we'll answer your original stero. We said our mission is saying go after the branches. We have a Mishnah in Meister Sheni that says you go after the wherever you are. So I say it's not a problem. Masid in the Hacha, our Mishnah over here in Ari Mikla, that says you go after the night. Ubraisa, which we're calling with that second thing, which we're calling a Braisa, which you really could call it a Mishnah Braisa. That's the second thing we brought down that said you go after the night. Is all the Yehuda. Umasid in the Ilah Jovifnin, the first Mishnah that our Gemara brought down, right? That Mishnah from Meister Sheni. That's going to be who? That's going to be the Rabbanim, right? Who says you go after you are where you are, whatever you are. Good. Well, now comes the
what's the last word?
I'm saying this is the main thing. The Shinuya, this is the main thing. This is whatever. The Shinuya, comma, and Shinuya, our answer, comma, our first answer, Lessa, is not here. What was our first answer? Our first answer, the Gemara trying to answer originally, that there's a difference between Ari Miklat and Meister Sheni is no longer existing. That's wrong. What do we say originally? Here. What do we say originally? Our Mishnah, you could hold like this. You could say by Meister Sheni, you go after the no. So you could say by Meister Sheni, you go after the wolf.
Right.
But our Mikla is go after the no, it's not a contradiction. So by Arimikla, you go after Arimikla, you go after the Nof, because that's where you dwell. What did Mara say? Arimikla, you go after you dwell. Maybe you go after the wall.
Why?
Right, so you don't have to say that anymore. I have a better answer. The Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And the price, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda.
We're talking about the very first Mishnah.
So our own Mishnah is
Rabbi Yehuda. Everything goes after the Nof.
That our own mission in Malchus is Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
And the first mission the Gemara brought down, who said you go after wherever you are, the wall, is Rabbanan.
Right.
And which means Rabbanan would also argue about our Mikla. That's what Rashi's telling me. Which means Rashi's telling me that our original answer is wrong, which means that you don't have to say Rabbanan hold. What does it sound like? Rabbanan are saying for sure you go after wherever you are. What are Rabbanan saying? Rabbanan are telling me the first mission, that first mission thing Barbara then my Sushani is telling me you go after whatever you are. Go after the wolf.
Right.
Who's that?
Rabbanan.
Now what do they hold about Ari Mikla? What do they hold about Ari Mikla now?
Right. We don't know, except Rashi's telling us.
No, so Rashi's saying that you don't have to say we're trying to figure out an answer, make differences. You don't have to say that answer anymore. I have a better answer. Ari Mikla, they hold the same thing. Ari Mikla, you hold the same thing as you always hold. Whatever you hold, you hold Ari Mikla also. You'll hold that you go after whatever you are. Who our mission is to save you. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashi would throw out our original answer.
What was our original answer?
That the original answer was that the Mishnah is, that our original answer was the Mishnah is referring to a case of Ari Mikla.
Right.
But there you go after dwelling place.
Ah.
Right?
Okay.
And over here you go after the wall,
right.
Place over here. Say it's not true. Rabbanan hold you always know wherever you are.
Right.
That's a better answer for you. Because the Gemara's answer, what happened was we tried to say that answer. Gemara said, you're still stuck, because in Meister I have a contradiction. So you didn't answer anything. In the world of Meister, you're still stuck. So the Gemara said, once Rabbanan, once Rabbi Yehuda finished, so Rabbi Yehuda's answering to everything. But she, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda, what happened?
No, I have a question. So Rashi is just saying that our original Mishnah in Marcos, everything goes after
No,
that's Rabbi Yehuda. My question is, if there's no a competing opinion, does that mean the Rabbanan agree with that?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying no. They
normally,
don't.
I'm saying the normal structure.
Why did he
get? What's sorry? What do you mean they're competing?
Why did he get
quoted? If you have a mission that says something,
right,
and let's say the Tanakhama is saying X,
right,
and if are we to conclude that that's the majority opinion,
no,
including the Rabbanan, if there's no other opinion saying
it? No, that's not true. No, because sometimes there are rules. It's not necessarily true. I think that's what he said. Not as long as he wants us to pass on a certain sheet, he knew rules had passed, that he only brought that sheet that he didn't use Rabban not to confuse us. Because Wolfie, when Yahweh Rabbi, he went to Rabbin, so whenever he went.